Good morning and welcome to the Mindset Goddess podcast. I am Valeska, your show host. Thank you for joining me today. If you have not subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. I'd love to have you back. So in today's episode, I want to talk about this period of isolation. It's really hard these days to feel relaxed. It's hard to feel comfortable in our own skin. It's hard to feel comfortable in our environment. As a society, as a whole, I feel that we really have had enough of this entire pandemic and we're tired of it. And I find myself, when I'm outside walking around with my mask on my face, I find myself so frustrated. It's hard to breathe. We have to wear the mask everywhere we go in my city. We have to keep our mask on even when we're ordering food. We can't sit at restaurants anymore. We have to pick up our food and take it home. The rules have gotten really, really strict. Schools are closed except for preschools and kindergartens. Those are still open so that adults can still work. People are working from home. We're so isolated from society. We're so separated from other people. Our kids can't go on play dates. It's really, really stressful that we are torn away from this regular society, this our normal society that we have been used to living in our entire lives. And then suddenly we have to adapt to this new society, a new society where we're not allowed to really socialize with others. We can't visit a lot of family members or friends, and our kids can't go and have fun. We're stuck at home on Friday and Saturday nights because nothing is open. It's really, really, really hard to handle. So what can we do to help us during this time? What can we do to help clear some of this anxiety that we feel during this period of isolation? This is a time of a lot of extra stress and added anxiety. So exercise is a huge help right now. Take a walk in the neighborhood, take a walk in your city, go to the park and run around in a park or play with your dog in the park or your children. Get outside. Get outside and get some air, some fresh air. I know it might be hard if you live in a city like I do, a big city. But there are parks. You can visit a park, and usually parks have trees, which help to clean the air more. So get yourself to a park, walk around outside, get some fresh air, get some exercise. That's going to help a lot with your anxiety and any stress that you might have. And if you are living with roommates, find a way to have some alone time, to have some space. The same thing goes if you are living with family. Family, and if you have a family under the same roof. If you are living alone, then I think it's important to not isolate yourself anymore. Because you are home alone, talk to people on the phone as much as you can to help you feel better, to help you feel less lonely if you feel lonely. Use video chat. There are ways to still kind of stay connected to society, unfortunately, through the use of technology. But maybe that's a good thing right now that we have technology to be able to do that. But try to stay connected to other people somehow so that you don't go down a lonely and depressing path, end up getting depressed from not being able to talk to other people. That's really important. If you can't visit with a friend or visit with a family member right now and you feel that you need to connect with another human being, please call someone or video chat with someone if you can. If you are living with a family, then my advice is this. I think that taking time to yourself is really important right now. Most of us are in our homes with many, many people surrounding us, our wives, our husbands, our kids, maybe even our parents, and we're stuck at home. And I don't mean this in a bad, negative way at all, because of course we love our families, but we're stuck at home together under one roof. Everyone has a different personality, different annoyances and needs and requirements, and we are forced to stay together under one roof for longer periods of time than we are accustomed to. So right now is a time of frustration and aggravations and annoyances, probably you will find that you are getting less patient and more annoyed with family members. And that's perfectly normal and it's okay. You're human and this is a very frustrating situation. So this is why it is so important that you take time for yourself. Take the time to separate yourself from other family members and go to a separate room and have some quiet time for yourself. Whether it is just sitting there enjoying a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or watching your favorite show or reading a book, just take some time for yourself. That's really important. And make sure that you let your family members know that they need to respect this private time right now that you have. They need to respect it and give you that space. And of course, you will do the same thing for them. Every family member needs to have that quiet alone time, separated from the rest of the family members, where they can just kind of unwind a little bit and try to relax, because it's really hard to have so many different personalities under one roof during such a stressful time that we are living in right now. So that is my advice to you, is to just try to do your best to take some time alone. I know that you can't go anywhere. You're probably stuck at home. Take some time alone at home to unwind and just try to relax and get in the right mindset. And remind yourself that this is not forever. I know it feels like it's forever, but it's not. It will come to an end and it's going to be okay. Just find something that you love to do and do it alone in a separate room of the house, of your house. And that should help out a lot. Love you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I will see you on Friday for a really good episode about love. I will be discussing the differences between loving someone versus being in love with someone. And I will see you then. Take care.